819 on Connect FM. It's your Wednesday morning connection. And every other Wednesday or so, we get to have a midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge. Shirley is the executive director of Downtown Dubois Inc. And we've lucked out, Shirley. We get to have you this particular Wednesday. It seems like it's been a little while.
It has been. I've missed being on the show.
Well, we've missed having you here. So we've got to do a little bit of catching up. I think the biggest thing to catch up on is in full swing is the lamppost decorating contest in downtown Dubois along Long Avenue. It's bigger and maybe better this year, right?
Yes, most certainly.
Yeah, and the judging is wrapping up here soon, and we're going to have some winners announced in just a couple of weeks. Give us a status update on the decorating contest.
Right now, judging is taking place. Votes can be placed on our Facebook page. The post is pinned at the top, so you can go and like or heart your favorite design. Voting ends on the 20th. And we will be announcing the winners at the Sunny 106 Halloween Parade.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. So it's very easy to vote. I even took some time to check that out. Just check out, you know, you don't have to. Of course, we encourage you to come to Downtown Dubois and take a look.
Yes, pictures don't do them justice.
No, they don't.
They got really creative this year. Like, it's just phenomenal, the creativity and the fun that everybody had.
Absolutely.
Doing this.
Yeah, but if you don't have a chance, all you need to do is go to those pictures, as Shirley said, on the Facebook site and do a like or a heart or a hug or something like that. Just don't do a frowny face, right?
Yeah, no, please don't do that.
All right, so that is going to be coming to a close, and then we're heading into just an outstanding time of the year, heading into the Thanksgiving season and then the Christmas season. And Shirley, I know that for myself, one of my favorite times of the year in any downtown, but especially in our downtowns around here and Dubois in particular, is the way that the downtown looks around Christmas time. And there are some really nice events coming up here for Downtown Dubois Inc. with Christmas approaching. So could you give us a sneak preview of what to expect?
Sure. We are actually expanding upon the light post decorating contest because we had a lot of people say, why don't you decorate for Christmas?
Yeah.
So we are going to do a lamppost decorating contest for Christmas.
That's exciting.
All that information will be released November 1st.
All right.
We have to give the public works crew time to put up the lights around
the
poles.
Yeah.
And then decorating will begin. And then we have our annual Brighten the Night taking place on Friday, November 28th in the City Park. We will have some special things happening. Santa and the lighting of the tree. Santa and Mrs. Claus, excuse me, and lighting of the Christmas tree. But I just got word we may have singing Santas stopping by to serenade the crowd. And then I heard the Grinch might be swinging by too,
trying to ruin things,
trying to, you know, be mischievous, and who knows, may stop us from lighting the tree. I don't know. But then the following day is the Shop Small Saturday that is put on nationally by American Express and Main Street America, which we are participants in. So we will have select businesses that we'll be accepting the $5 next tier coupon and all that wonderful holiday shopping extravaganza going on in the downtown.
It's awesome.
Yes. And then Saturday, December 13th, we are switching it up a little. The annual Elf on the Shelf program, due to trademarks and copyrights, had to be renamed.
Okay.
So we are calling it Elfin Around Downtown. It will be a one-day event. It will still be a scavenger hunt, but we're going to have breakfast with the elves for those that want to participate in that.
And they don't eat much.
No.
From what I hear, from what I understand. So
breakfast with the elves, and then we'll lead into the scavenger hunt, and we are looking to end the day at Parkside Community. Well, it will be starting at Public House for breakfast, and then ending the day with an activity and a movie at Parkside Community Center.
Oh, super. It's always so exciting, and you almost feel like a kid. It's like you can't wait for Christmas time to come, especially in downtown Dubois. But we can't overlook what we have right in front of us right now, and the lampposts are decorated. Be sure to check those out. Get your votes in, because voting is closing very soon.
In 5 days.
Yeah, so get those votes in, and then be ready to hear the announcements of the winners during the parade that we have on Halloween night in downtown Dubois. Shirley, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.